All right. We're holding on mem. I'm at Aleph, 6 lines from the top. So we were talking about yesterday, the Mishnah had talked about that if a Nazir gets his hair cut during the time of his Nazirus, then he loses a certain amount of time from his Nazirus because he needs to have 30 days hair growth. We talked about Tosfos versus, but Imam's understanding of that is that you always lose 30 days, or is it that it depends how far along in your Nazirus you were, whether it was a short or a long Nazirus, etc. And then the Gemara had also talked about yesterday, or the Mishnah had talked about, and then in turn the Gemara talked about several different opinions about if a Nazir cuts his hair, the Mazir, that is, cuts it or rubs it off or uses cream or what have you, when it, for what would and wouldn't he be chayiv? So Amar of Chisda, and then a third thing we talked about was, we started talking about at the very end yesterday, was that at the end of his Nazirus, the Nazir has to shave off all his hair. So there's three different things involved with getting with a Nazir's hair coming off. One that involves when is he chayiv malchus for it, if he does it b'mezid. Number two, when does he lose days, when is he soyser, whether it was a shaving or b'mezid. And number three, what's done at the end as far as getting his hair cut off. The Gemara says, Amar of Chisda, each of these has a different rule. Lukos ba'achas. As far as getting malchus, he would get malchus if he shaved even one hair. If they gave masra, obviously. La'akiv v'shtayim. To be ma'akiv, to say that he hasn't fully fulfilled the mitzvah of shaving, is if there's two hairs left. So at the end, when he's finished with his nazirus and shaves his hair, if he left two hairs behind, only then is it ma'akiv. Does it mean that he didn't do the mitzvah of tiglachas properly? But if he left only one hair, then it would be fine. And Lister, when it comes to losing days from his Nazirus, that he would only lose if it was most of his hair, most of his head, and if it was shaved with a razor. Tosfos learns that the Uvatar is referring only to the first thing, that when we said Lokus Ba'achas, that when would he get Malkus, only if he used the Tar, as opposed to the Roy Broshe we said yesterday, the case the Liskin cut his hair, and it was left not enough to be local to the local commercial ikra, we said he would be so anyway. The Mishnah will talk about that tomorrow. Yeah. No, the sofa from a fastness of a low soda. Not tomorrow, actually. Andaf Membeis, rather, which we'll get to. Andaf Membeis, which we'll get to on Shabbos, says the Shem, that a Nazir is allowed to shampoo his hair because of a Shem is Kappa and his mother. We'll get to it. It's not necessarily, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it on Membeis, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so Tosfos learns that this Uvatar is referring only to that if he shaves even one hair with a tar, that he's Chayiv Malchus. Not necessarily that in order to be so, he'd have to lose most of his hair to a tar, because we learned yesterday that if the Liskin shaved him and if the Liskin not left Kedelok with Rosh Leikre, then he'd still have to start over again. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to learn a little bit differently, that a Vatar refers to all of them. Question is, Vatar in the Midrash in the Loi, so you're telling me then only if he shaved it with a tar and not with anything else, would he be Chayiv Malchus? Balkasani, Minayim Lodavis is Kolamavir, and we learned yesterday, right, so that how do we know that it's not only a tar, how do we know that it includes anything else that removes the hair, like hair removal cream or whatever? Elaema Ka'en Tar. No, what we mean is, when is he Chayiv Malchus? Only if it's Ka'en Tar, only if it's the kind of removal of the hair like what a tar accomplishes, meaning all the way down to the skin level. Tanin Amichachi, we learn similarly in a Braisa to what Rav Chisda says, that each of these has its own different parameters, each of these has its own different shear, which Tosfos and the Rosh both point out, where is Rav Chisda getting this from? It's halacha l'mashma sinai. It's hilchta b'loy taima. There's not really any reason given why in one case it should be one hair and in another case it should be two hairs. It's just that's how it is.
Sure.
Yeah. So Tanin Amichachi, we learn similarly in a Braisa, Nazir Shetolash Mirat Tifstif Kolshahu, if a Nazir plucks off the hair, or uses cream, or sifts it, or pulls off the ends, or rubs it. Kolshu, in a soiser elaber of roshe, he only is soiser if it was most of his hair, or retire, and only if it was with a razor. Rav Shimon Yehuda, I remember Rav Shimon, k'shem sh'shtei sairis ma'akvis goy, then no, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says that no, he disagrees, just like sh'tei sairis are ma'akvis goy, they prevent the mitzvah of Giluach from being fully accomplished, so if he left two hairs over, he would have to cut those. So also, if he leaves over two hairs, then if even two hairs being cut is enough to be soser. Not like the Tanakhama said that it has to be roiv roish, right? But okay, the rochista is going according to the Tanakhama. Which is kind of an interesting thing, by the way, because if the Rosh says that all these things are halacha moshe v'sinai, the Rambam says a general rule, halacha moshe v'sinai, there can never be a machlokas in. So how do you have over here that Rav Shimon Yehuda, in the name of Rav Shimon, is arguing? Okay, so Tosfos just says halacha, without saying that's halacha moshe v'sinai.
That's another case, I think, when there was a besorah, the assumption was halacha moshe v'sinai, but not everybody agreed. Some people may not
have. We have, in some places, there's arguments whether something is a halacha moshe v'sinai or whether it's learned from Sukkot.
Right.
Classic case of that is Nusach HaMayim, that we have one day that it's halacha moshe v'sinai and the other day that we learn it from the Mem, Yud Mem, and the Korbanos. But within that, the Rambam has an expression that something that's halacha moshe v'sinai, nobody will ever argue about.
That
okay.
Assumes that you agree that it's halacha moshe.
Yeah, okay. Could be. Okay. So now, we mentioned yesterday about the Nazir shaving his hair at the end, and we also, the Gemara had briefly talked about the Metzorah. We wanted to argue that maybe you can learn, how do we know the Nazir B'chol needs to use a razor? Maybe we learn that from the Metzorah. And we said we can't because the Metzorah is more common because he has to shave his whole body. So now we're going to get back into that topic of the Nazir and the Metzorah shaving their hair. Turn it up, Onan. We learn in the Mishnah in the Goyim, Shloshim Galchim, there's three cases of people who need to shave their hair, which is Glach the Mitzvah, and all three of them it's a Mitzvah to shave their hair. Nazir Umatzorah Ulvim. So Nazir at the end of his Nazirus, a Mitzorah at the end of his days of Tara before he brings his Karbanos, and the Levim when they were first made holy and inaugurated into that they're going to be serving and carrying the Mishkan and so forth. The Baal HaTurim, by the way, points out the pasuk of his galach about the Mitzorah, his galach lefanetik legalayah, the gimel is big, and he says that gimel represents these three cases where they had to shave it. And the Mishnah continues, in all those three cases, if they shave but not with a razor, so they left two hairs that they didn't shave, they haven't done anything, they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah properly, and they need to do it over again. So, Omar, so let's analyze. The Mishnah had said, Shloshim Galchim is Galachim mitzvah. The question is, Pshita. Well, of course it's a mitzvah. In each case, the Torah said that they have to shave their hair. What's the Chiddush? The answer is because you might have argued, not necessarily, maybe the important thing in each of those cases is just they have to remove the hair. So therefore it would be good enough, even if they just smeared their skin with cream, with hair removal cream. You would think maybe that's enough. Kamash Malon Delay. That's the Mishnah is telling us for Tiglachten Mitzvah, that the actual mitzvah is to shave. It's not just a mitzvah that the hair has to be removed, it's each of them actually has to shave. Next, we said if they shave but not with a razor, they use something else and it doesn't work. So let's consider. So by the Nazir, we know that. So the pasuk says that a tar shouldn't pass over his hair, and we have the two different ways yesterday of learning that. Either that we take the word tar, which we don't need it over there, because it includes anyway, the pasuk says, lo yavar aroshay, which means anything that removes the hair shouldn't pass over his head. So we take the word tar from there and apply it instead to when the nazir is finished. Well, we have Rebbe's limud that since it says, tar lo yavar aroshay, malois hayomim, so it implies at the end of malois hayomim, at the end when he finishes his nazirus, then he's going to take a tar and use it. So, okay, either way, by the nazir, we know that. The Gabi Levim and Bible Levim also, Ksiv Behavir Tara Kol B'Sarah. There it clearly says the word Tara, the word that they need to use a razor. El a Metzorah B'Tara Menolon. But how do we know B'Chlal that a Metzorah has to use a razor? Which later on the Gemara is going to ask. That seems to be backwards. Yesterday we were taking it as a given that the Masorah has to use a razor, and we were trying to learn from it from the Nazir, and we said we couldn't because from Chomer to Kal, here we're trying to do the other way around. Here it seems to be the Tana seems to be taking it as a given that the Nazir uses a razor, but we don't know about the Masorah. The Gemara will take that up on Amud Beis. El a Masorah b'Tar Menolon. So how do we know that a Masorah uses a tar? V'chiteima teisim l'vim. So you're going to say, okay, well, we'll learn from the levim. Can't. Mal levim she can't turn into glachas. And the levim, which not we can, which let's argue, mal levim she can't turn into glachas, into glachas and levatar, just like the levim need to be shaved, and it has to be done with a razor, because there the pasuk spells it out, they have here the power on Chavasarim. Af on the obvious and asserter should turn to glachas venti glach de levatar, and you could argue then what's like a binyan av and say by the same token then a asserter who has to shave has to use a tar. Can't. Ikul mifrach, because we can slog up that binyan av, that mamasinu. Malo levim she can't turn into snuf of a gufam, because the levim have something special. Each one of them actually had to be picked up and waved. Rashi mentions on the pasuk, you can see the strength of Aaron that he had the koyach to pick up 22,000 odd levim and wave them. But the levim need that. Maybe therefore, maybe that makes them more chomer.
Don't we have a cloud somewhere, maybe I'm wrong, that the general learn something that's glorious, something that's just a one-time event?
That's in the case of Korbonis. We don't learn Kodshe, we don't learn Kodshe Shah from Kodshe Dertis, and other things we might. For example, at the beginning of Yuma, we learned the Gemara wanted to learn over there how we know that the Kohen Gadol has to be separated before the Yom Kippur Avodah and before the part of Yuma for 7 days. And one source was because Moshe Rabbeinu was separated on Har Sinai for 7 days before he went into Matan Shvina. Yeah, when it comes to non-Kobanis things, we can. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Torah Mitzvah Shalois. How can you compare that to a Mitzvah? The Mitzvah himself doesn't need Tanufah. His Korbanus needs Tanufah. The Kohen and the Mitzvah together take the Korban and wave it in the air and wave it in all six directions like we do a lot of. But the Mitzvah himself doesn't get picked up. So that doesn't work. Ela Tasim another. So no, okay, let us try learning it from another. Which, again, we said that a nazir, we know, has to use a tar, based on either way that we use the word tar, either the Tanakama or Rebbe's way of using the word tar, fine. Problem is, Mala Nazir, she can't carbon it, toin lechem. But how can you compare? Nazir has a different chumrah, that his carbon, bread comes along with it. We said yesterday, or that then, well, and we'll learn in the Mishnah in a few days, that the Nazir would bring two kinds of bread, the chalos and rikikin, along with his carbon. Where the Mitzvah doesn't. The Mitzvah just brings three animals, or birds, as we'll talk about on other days, but there's no bread that comes along with them. So that doesn't work either. Okay, trying to remember Mitzvah is a loy. So how can you compare that to a Mitzvah where there's no bread involved? Okay, Ella, so no, let's say Mechod Eloi Aster, fine. So let's say then we can't learn from only one of them. Taisi mitarvehen. So fine. Let's see. Maybe we can learn it from both of them. Maybe we can have a binyanav mishneks of them. How does this work? Mehei taisi. Because how are we going to try to learn it out? Taisi milavim. Should we try to learn it from the levim? Can't. Malavim. She can't turn into no from a gufim. We just said the levim are special because they themselves needed to be waved around in the air. So we'll say then nazir yichiyach. Fine. So let's prove it from a nazir. A nazir doesn't have to be waved in the air, and yet he needs a razor. Therefore, you could argue the Mitzvah is the same way. You can argue Mal Nazir Shekhen Korbanah Ton Lechem. You can argue a Nazir has something special because his Korban has to come along with bread. We'll go back to Levim, Yechichu. We'll prove it from Levim. B'chazir Adin. And therefore, we can go back and forth. There's a standard way that the Gemara does these kinds of things. So each one has something unique that the other one doesn't have. The Levim has to be waved around, which the Nazir doesn't. The Nazir has to have bread with his carbonus, which the Levim don't. So obviously, then the fact that each of them has to use a razor has nothing to do with that specific feature of theirs, because we see that it applies by the other one also. And what do the Nazir and the Levim have in common? Shehen turn into glachas, which is glach the batar. Both of them need to be shaved, and it has to be done with a razor. Afani, obvious, a mitzvah. So therefore, now we can also bring in the mitzvah. We can also learn the mitzvah. Shehen turn into glachas, which is glach the batar, where he also needs shaving. Therefore, we can deduce that he also needs a tar with his mamatzinu by using both the cases of the Nazir and the Levi. Okay. However, Omalei Ravim Rebarnish Laravashi. The Lifrich, why? We can slug up even that Mamatzinu. We can say that there's something that those two have in common, which the Mitzvah doesn't. Mala Asada Shavashabahen, because don't the Nazir and the Levim have something else in common? Shekain Ein Korbanei B'Dalus. Neither of them brings a poor type of carbon. The Nazir, no matter what, whether he's rich or poor, always has to bring the same Korbanus. Hence the story that we talked about near the beginning of the Masechta, where Shimon ben Shattach had to be Matan Neder for 150 Nazirim, and then convince his brother-in-law Yanei HaMelech to donate the money for the other 150, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to afford it. And the Levim also, there was one korban brought on behalf of all the 22,000 Levim, two animals, it describes over there in Parshas Va'aloisa, and that's it. How can you compare that to a mitzvah? Where a rich mitzvah brings animals, and a poor mitzvah instead he substitutes for two of the animals, he substitutes birds. So maybe therefore, so you see there's a kula in a mitzvah, maybe therefore there's a kula on him also, that he doesn't need a razor. So we've schlogged up that mamatzinu. So now, omale rova b'mashashi of the rova, so now, Rava Bamashashi asks Rava, Hayatanam Ikra Omalamad Mithurda E. Sure, what happened over here? First the Tana started saying in the Gemara that we learned yesterday that you can't learn the Nazir from the Mithurda. In other words, the Tana took it as a given that the Mithurda has to use a razor, and we said the Tana of the Braisa had said over there we can't go and learn Nazir from them. Because you can't learn the cow from the chomer to be machmer on him. If we see that there's a chomer by the mitzvah, given that he has to shave his whole body, you can't prove from that for the nazir, where he doesn't have to shave his whole body, just his hair. So we see that the Tana took it as a given that the mitzvah has to use a razor, and we were trying to learn nazir from it. And now we tried to say the other way around. Let's learn it from a mamotzinu. And in the end, we didn't nami loyalef. And now we couldn't even learn it from the mamotzinu because of Rav Ribanish's question. Which I think, by the way, is an interesting thing over here in the Seder Hasmanim, because the Gemara said that Rav Ribanish asked this question by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is the next generation after Rav. Mishemesti Rav another Rav Ashi. Okay, even if that's not meant literally, even if Rav Ashi was a Talmud of Rav, as it seems from a few places in Shas, but still, Lechura, when Rav and Rebarnish is asking him, it's probably when Rav Ashi was the Rosh Hashiva many years later. So how is now Rav Bamashashi asking Rav on that basis that we seem to have slogged up the Mamasidim? So either these words over here, either these Umidina Nami Lo Yalef is the Gemara's editorial addition to what Rav Bamashashi is saying, that maybe he only asked Lechorda, so what is it? Did we know the Mitzvah and we're trying to learn the Nazir from it? Or is it the other way around? And then the Gemara is interjecting that, by the way, in the end, given the question to Rav Ashi, we don't even have that. Or maybe this is one of those kinds of things, where even though the Gemara records the question as having been asked to Rav Ashi, the Chachamim knew of that question, of that objection before. For whatever reason, it wasn't recorded in the name of an earlier Amora, but therefore Rav Mamashashi knew already that exists, and used that. Anyway, Amalei, the Rav answers him, the difference is how who are libid abonim. The difference is that first braisa that assumed that took it as a given that the mitzvah needs a tar, and then we wanted to see how we learn nazir from it. That was according to the rabbanon, which the gemara is going to say soon that the rabbanon have a different limud to say that the mitzvah uses that the mitzvah has to use a razor. Ha, libid Rabbi Eliezer, whereas the braisa that we were dealing with today on Amud Aleph is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Since he doesn't hold that limud, then he has the other way around. He has a limud to know that the nazir uses a razor, and therefore he has to try to learn the mitzvah from it, and therefore he tries using the mamatzinu. We said, but tar by the nazir, it doesn't say it in connection with him shaving his hair. So we said yesterday we had that in Lozet, that we take it out of this context and put it into the other context. Or we had Rebbe explaining the pasuk ad meloy tayomim, meaning only until the end, implying at the end. But neither of those is a limud according to the pshat. You could say. As actually, we had yesterday the machlokes of Yoshi and Rabbi Yehuda, that maybe it only means that a tar he's over on a lois eser, and with anything else he's only over on an eser. Maybe you need it legufa, in other words.
What the question is on the left before, or is it favor or not favor?
Yeah, where?
What do we say about
the Levi and Dozier? So we said the Levi. Right, so we know all three of them have to be
Mitzvah.
No. But before we said, no, yesterday we said that the... But how do we know that? That's what we're trying to figure out. But given that yesterday the Gemara had mentioned another possibility of what we use the word tar by nazir for, that we use it maybe to teach us that the only there is the over on a loy set there. If he does it during the Nazirus, then maybe we don't have it for the end. And given that we can't, if we can't learn it from Mitzorah, because we said that Mitzorah is Chomer and Nazir is Kal in that sense, then we're what are we left with? Where do we know it from? Incidentally, by the way, I saw a bit of a discussion in this connection when it comes to the Levim. When it comes to the Nazir, we know he only shaves his hair, and as the Gemara is going to talk about soon, that includes his payas. We talked a week or two ago also that the Zohar seems to say that a Nazir also has to shave his beard, although it seems to be a little hard to find another source for that. The Mitzvah, we say, has to shave his whole body. What about the Levim? Did they have to shave their... We know they have to shave their hair and their payas. What about their beard? There's a lot of... So there's different dais about it, whether it included their beards or not. One source that they bring to bear on that is the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin the whole Genesis, or part of the Genesis, the machlokes of Korach against Moshe is what happens. He comes back home after that day, and he looks completely different. Yosef alech simas zaka, and his beard is gone, and his wife Aitasha, and he tells her what happened, and Moshe's trying to make fun of you guys. You see, then according to that, it comes out that the Levim would have had to shave their beard.
He made
22,000 people, including himself. Yeah, because it's Thomas Nafshi, yeah. There's an interesting thing about this, by the way, in some of the Rishonim. Now Rashi mentions on the pasuk over there about the Levim shaving their hair. Why Taka? What's the connection? Why Levim have to shave their hair? So Rashi mentions over there from Ramosha Darshan, the vote is Levim are coming in place of the Bechorim, would worship the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is compared to a mess for certain purposes in halacha. A Mitzvah is also Chashuv Kemet. Therefore, just like a Mitzvah has to shave at the end of his Tarat, therefore the Levim also, who are coming instead of the Bechorim, have to shave as well. Now, it's interesting. There's a number of Rishonim, the Tzurim HaTadeshin brings it, and a number of other Rishonim, that in their time, the minhag was, based on this, that if a Yid had Shmabzeh, Rahman al-Aslan, and then did Tshuva, they would make him shave his whole body. But then there came the question, does that allow us then to have him shave his payas and his beard? Do we say that Levim had to do it? So that's part of the question: whether Levim Bechal shaved their beards. But besides that, also, Bechal. I mean, can we pass in halacha based on an agadka like that from a Moshe Hadashin? So in fact, the Tzurim HaTadeshin says no. He says you want to keep the minhag, fine, keep the minhag, but you can't allow that to override the history of shaving his payas and his beard. You have to leave those alone. So where do we have this machlokes of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer in a different connection? As far as the dinim of Ashkasa Zaken, the dinim of that a man is not allowed to destroy the corners of his beard. We're going to quote both again. But Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah in Makos, the Eni Chayev Achi Laktenu Betar. A person is only Chayev Malkus for shaving his beard if he shaves it with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he plucked it with a malkit or a hitni, he would be chayiv. A malkit and a hitni, there's a few different explanations in Mefarshim what they are exactly. The Rosh seems to say that both of them are types, are like a plane sort of, like a chisel that you use for smoothing out wood. The Rambam seems to say that a malkit is something like tweezers, and a hitni maybe is a different kind of tweezers. Whatever it is, they're not razors. Which, by the way, I mean, you have, you know, the leaflets that are circulating all the time around the shul and Hadras Panim Zaken that mention different other issues with shaving or trimming the beard off the halacha Yavash Gever, which the Gemara will talk about in a couple of weeks, and Chofes HaAkum, and this and that and the other. But here we're talking strictly the Loi Sashchet has passed the Konefa aspect of it. So according to the Chachamim, only if you use Tar, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you use a Malkit or a Hit. Okay, my time out is the Rabbanon, so what's the Rabbanon's reason? So this is the heter of the belt, to use shavers and things like that, yeah. My time out is the Rabbanon, so what's the Rabbanon's logic? The Tanya, because we learn in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Zikonoi, the Pasuk says by Mitzvah that he has to shave his hair and his beard. Now, Matam with Loima, what's the point? Why does the Pasuk have to mention the word beard? In Chorda, the Pasuk continues, the Pasuk goes like this. et roshe ves tzane ves gabes enos ves kol sori yigalech. Actually, it's a classic case of klal v'prapu klal, and Rashi mentions on the pasuk over there that we learn from that only mokum pinus seir v'nira, that we learn from that only the places on his body where there's a thick growth of hair where it's visible, so like not the hair inside the nose, not for example the hair on his arms or whatever. That's actually what Rashi is saying that only according to one Tana in the Mishnah. The Chachamim in the Mishnah say that no, it means literally all the hair on his body except the hair inside his nose. So they use the expression they have to be shaved kedilat. They have to end up like a pumpkin, completely bare of hair. Yeah. Anyway, one of the things the pasuk mentions in the tzitzit over there is sakana, his beard. So matam adlaim, what's the point of mentioning that? If it says that he has to shave all the hair on his body, then of course it includes his beard. And the fish in there, it's like this. The pasuk says by the koyanim, ufas ganim lo yigalechu, that they're not allowed to shave the corners of their beard. Yachal afil metzora kein. So you would think then that the same thing applies even a koyan who becomes a metzora. Maybe he's not allowed to shave his beard. Tamad lo yigalechu, that's why the pasuk mentions his beard. Which Tosfos points out, but this is actually an interesting example. Usually we say that an esek can be judged by a loyfeser, but not a loyfeser and an esek. Here you have a loyfeser and an esek involved over here, because you have the loyfeser of paskanim loyigalechu, you have the esek doshim to you, by koyanim, and yet the shaving of the metzora overrides both of them. So that's the first part of it. The Braisa says that we know from the words Kanei, we learn that a Metzorah, even if he's a Kohen, has to shave off his beard. Okay, Umanolam de Batar, then how do we know that it applies only, that it means only with a razor? Yes, the Metzorah does have to use a razor, which is what we're trying to get at over here, because we're trying to say according to the Rabbanon, it's a given that a Metzorah has to use a razor, and we were trying to figure out how to learn Nazir from it. So this is how we're learning it. Titania, we learn in another bride. So when the pasuk says by koyanim ufasikon leigalechu, they shouldn't shave the corners of the beard. Yachal afilu gilchu b'misparayim hechayev. You would think even if he shaved it with scissors, maybe he'd be chayev. Tamad loymer v'loy sashchis. No, because we have another pasuk by Yisraelim that says don't destroy the corners of the beard. Misparayim, don't destroy because they don't cut flush to the skin, which is one of the hechayim nowadays for razors, for shavers. You would think then that if he pulled out the hair with a malkit or a hitni, the tweezers or the chisel or whatever it is, you would think he should be chayim. No, tamad loymer ufasikonim lo yigalechu. No, therefore we have the pasuk by the koyanim ufasikonim lo yigalechu. We have to shove between the two pasukim. They both mentioned pas. So, in other words, what you have is like this. Misparayim is considered giluach because that's a normal way of shaving, but it's not considered hashchasa because it doesn't cut all the way down to the skin level. Malkit and rehitni are hashchasa because they cut all the way down to the skin level, but they're not giluach because they're not normally used for giluach. Okay, so what does it come out? Izo giluach sheyesh bei hashchasa. What is the only thing where you have giluach and you have hashchasa along with it? Heviyam is a tar. Only a razor has both. It's normally used for giluach and it accomplishes hashchasa. Eat any of the other things, there's only one or the other. So now, what do we get from that then? We see that now, since the pasuk is mentioned, so we learn then that according to the Chachamim, the only issur of shaving your beard is only if you use a razor. Since the pasuk has to mention by a metzora that he's allowed to shave his beard, necessarily that has to mean with a razor, because otherwise the pasuk has no reason. According to the Chachamim, if he were to use a malkit and rehitni, he would be accomplishing, he wouldn't be over like sashkas of tafsikonecha. But if you were to argue that a metzora is allowed to use that, then good, he'd be able to do that without being over on lo sashkas of tafsikonecha. The fact that the pasuk has to tell us from the words of the Konoi that a metzora shaves his beard means that it has to be only with a tar. Whereas Rabbi Yezer, since Rabbi Yezer doesn't hold of that, since he holds that a malkus and a rehitni, you'd also be chayav malkus for shaving your beard if you're not a metzora. Therefore he needs a limud the other way around. Therefore he needs to know it by nazir and learn metzora from it. Okay, the Gemara asked me, "Mai?" Still, who says that that's what we mean? Dilma, la'olam akula listed malkus of a rehitni, nami mitzvah ka'avid. Maybe the pasuk means to say that even if the metzora were to get rid of his beard using a malkit and a hitni, maybe he's accomplished the mitzvah also. And all the Pasuk is telling us is he has a choice. He can use a Malkut and Rehitni if he wants. But even if he uses a Tau, he's not going to be over. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying. Now, so Rabbi Akiva Egu here comes in Gilui Nashas with a big question. We just finished saying that Giluach does not include Malkut and Rehitni. So how can the Gemara even think that a Masorah, given that it says Yigalach of Tol Sa'orai, how could it be that it could possibly be a Malkut and Rehitni? He leaves it with Tzarachiyun. So various Achronim talk about possibilities. One of them is that maybe we have a suffix, whether Malkut and Rehitni are considered real Giluach. So therefore, when it comes to giving him Malkut, you can't give him Malkut according to the Chachamim from Malkut and Rehitni to the suffix, whether it's Giluach or not. But when it comes to the Masorah, maybe you could argue that the suffix would be good enough to allow him to do it. Amri, so the answer, no, it can't be. Because if the Torah was implying that it's good enough if he does it with a Malkut and Rehitni, that he has a choice, he can do that and not be over on Ashkasa, or he can use a razor and be over on Ashkasa and it's still allowed, then in that case, Lishtik Kromine, then let the Pasuk not say anything, let the Bechlal not use the word Zekarnay at all by the Torah. And we would be able to figure out logically that he's allowed to use a razor. Why? We would figure Maga be Nazir di Isur Kavid, when it comes to a Nazir, him becoming a Nazir in the first place involves an Isur. Because we've learned a few times already in the Masechta and previously in the Nedarim that a Nazir is considered a Chayte. He shouldn't be taking on a Nedar of Nazirus in the first place. Asher Chot Alam Nafesh. Or the Rosh adds, okay, even if you're not talking a Nazir Tahar, fine, you could argue, we have Machlokes or Balazar Kapra about a Nechamim, whether a Nazir Tahar is considered a Choyte. A Nazir Tomei is definitely a Choyte. By him, for sure, the Pasuk uses the expression Asher Chotam Nafesh, and Nazir Tomei also has to shave. So if we see that, even though he came to it through an Isser, Afilo Hachim Chayev, nevertheless, we would argue that by the Nazir, he has a mitzvah to shave, in this case, we're talking about his Peis. Because again, whether he has to shave his beard or not is only according to the Zohar. But here in the case of the Nazir, we'd be talking about his payas. Afilach him chayiv, and nevertheless he would be chayiv. Hachad the mitzvah. In the case of the Masorah, we're at the mitzvah. He didn't come to it through any Avera. So okay, I mean, indirectly it comes because a typical Masorah comes to that through Lashon Hara, but it's not directly. It's not necessarily that. Him becoming a Masorah in and of itself is not an Avera. Unlike a person becoming a Nazir is a certain kind of Avera, or him becoming Tomei is an Avera. Lord Koshkin, how much more so that he should be allowed to use that he should be allowed to use a town. So therefore, in other words, you can't say that the Pasuk is giving the Masorah an option, use a Malkut or a Hitni if you want, use a Tyre if you want. Because the fact that he's allowed to use a Tyre, that alone we can learn from Nazir, we wouldn't need that. The Pasuk must be telling us that he does gas to be using a Tyre. The two, and not only that, Isakutai Ovid Ramalkut or a Hitni Mitzvah Ovid. If you're going to argue that when he uses the Malkut and Rehitni, he's still accomplishing the mitzvah, the Masorah, that is, midloik siv tar, and you would argue that that's the case because by the Masorah it does not use the word tar, and therefore you might argue that a Malkut and Rehitni are good enough, and just if he wants he can use a tar, then how could we even assume? This argument that the Gemara is going to use is sort of the opposite of the previous one. The previous argument the Gemara used was that if we see that it's allowed by a Nazir who started out as a Choyte, how much more so it should be allowed by a Masorah, now we're going to argue the other way around. If you have an ability to do the mitzvah of a Masorah has the ability of doing the mitzvah of removing his hair without being over on the Loitzah, instead of Loitzashka, says Vasa Kanecha, then he would have to do that. Like Rish Lakish says, the Omar, the Rish Lakish says, Kol Mokam Shatam Moitza Esav Loitza. So any case where you find an Esav and a Loitza that oppose to each other, Imat Yochel L'Kayim Es Shneim, if you're able to do both the Esav and the Loitza there, Mutav, then good. V'imlav, and if not, Yovei Esav Yidcha Es Loitza. Only if not, will the Esav override the Loitza. Like for example, Mila B'Saras, for example, there's no way to do the Mila without cutting off the Saras, so therefore you do it. But if you have a choice, then better you should do the essay in a different way. Then do the essay in a different way that won't be infringing on the Lois essay. Which is why, for example, even though when it comes to tzitzis, for example, even though technically tzitzis, kilayim tzitzis, is one of the examples of essay versus Lois essay, But you don't have to. When you're not using chalas, for example, then you don't. You have a choice. Just use linen tzitzis in the first place. Don't use wool tzitzis on a linen garment at all. And that way you won't be over the loifas and you'll still be in kain nasir. So then, v'imlav yav esav yitches loitzeset. Only if not, will the esav override the loitzeset. So going back to our point over here, if we're going to argue that the pasuk is telling them 30, you have a choice. Use a malchus and rehitni, use tweezers or chisel or whatever to remove the hair if you want, something which is not normally used for shaving or doesn't get it all the way down to the root or whatever. If you want, you can use a razor. Why? If we have a loitzeset not to shave your hair, not to shave your beard, I mean, If we're going to argue that a mitzvah has the option of doing the mitzvah of shaving his hair in a way that doesn't infringe on that issur of shaving his beard, then he would have to do that. Necessarily then, since it can't be that, because then he would have to do that, he couldn't use a tire. Necessarily then, the pasuk, given the word zekanoi, given the pasuk is telling us the word zekanoi, that the mitzvah also has to shave his beard, even though there's an issur in it, according to the chachamim, the issur is only if you shave with a razor. The pasuk must be telling us, not you have an option, do it one way or the other, because then you wouldn't have the option, you would have to do it with the malchus and rehitni. The fact that the Torah is telling, and that way, and then the pasuk wouldn't have to tell you anything at all. The fact that the pasuk uses the word zekanoi implies you must use a razor. Even though normally it's usher, even though normally you have a fastakanam loyagalecha or the tashas as fastakanacha, by koinim and by israelim respectively, this is an exception. So therefore, it comes out based on all of that, according to the chachamim, that you have a clear source in the pasuk that the mitzvah has to use a razor on his whole body. Once we have that, then we can talk about, which is what the Gemara had mentioned yesterday, can we learn the nazir from that or not? We said you can't because the nazir in a way is more kal than the mitzvah, because the nazir doesn't have to shave his whole body and the mitzvah does, and therefore we needed a different limud. Therefore we needed an actual limud by nazir. But this is how, when the Gemara had started saying yesterday that it's a given that the mitzvah has to use a tar, the question is, can we learn nazir from that? That was based on this. Based on this limud from the word zekanoi. As opposed to the Gemara said before that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the other way around. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we do not have a clear limud in Pasuk that a Mitzvah needs to use a tar. And therefore, the Gemara had discussed today, can it be the other way around? Can we learn the Mitzvah from the Nazir or from the Levium or from the two of them combined, which the Gemara will take up again tomorrow? One last thing over here about this Esav Aloysa business. The Shagas Arya has a discussion in one of his Trubas about the question, when we say Esav Joicha Aloysa, is it only a case where, by definition, you couldn't do the esser without overriding the loisesser? For example, kalayim b'tzitzis, when you're going to use chelas, because chelas has to be wool, or for example, mila b'tzaraf. Or does it apply even, let's say, for example, you might have a situation where, in your particular case, you're not able to accomplish the esser without being over on the loisesser. For example, let's say that for forgetting about tchelas, so you don't have tchelas available, or you're just using white strings, but it so happens all you have available is wool strings for a linen garment. Do we say over there that eser derech loisesser, because after all you still have to put tzitzis on it, or do we argue that no, you may not have wool strings, somebody else might? Does that doesn't entitle you to be over on the loisesser just because it so happens you don't happen to have linen strings? So first he wants to say that not, that the loisa sefer does not apply in that case, but then based on our Gemara, it does. Because you see, the Gemara seems to be saying that the Gemara seems to be saying that if he had the option of using a malchus and rehitni, then we would tell him to use that. Fine, but if he doesn't have that option, he couldn't find a malchus and rehitni, maybe then he would be able to use a tar. And we're saying that not. He has to use a tar because of limits in Skadai. So therefore, we end up saying that Esa Dunchaloy says that would apply even if it's just your specific situation where you have to be open to license, and not to say it has to be done by definition.
So you're well, the guy can say, I have to go to a woolen garment and mean pictures, whatever it's already available.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm not going to the store. I'm not spending the money. I'm not getting another garment.
So according to that, maybe it's some lab happen to maybe. Maybe it's not. He might. I mean, Lamaisa. What's going on over here? Lamaisa, we don't put at all on linen garments for a different reason, because what if you end up using them as a lila? What if you end up using it as a nighttime garment? then if you put wool tzitzis on it, you're wearing shatnez, where you're not accomplishing the mitzvah at all. Therefore, you dafka have to put linen tzitzis on it. You never have the option of putting wool tzitzis on it. But that's not the latest day that you mentioned the menachas yet. Okay.